As we discussed yesterday on RN Breakfast, model turned television host Charlotte Dawson was found dead in her Sydney apartment over the weekend. Back in 2012, Charlotte Dawson was hospitalised. That was after she'd received a torrent of abuse on Twitter. She went on to become a prominent campaigner against cyberbullying. Her death now has Australia again reflecting on the impact that cyberbullying can have on mental health. These issues are particularly relevant for younger people, and as it happens, the federal government is currently considering tighter regulation of social media for children. Damien Carrick joins us now from the Law Reform. Damien, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
Damien, right now, if somebody is being cyberbullied, what can they do about it under the law?
Well, they can report the offensive content to the social media site, and the social media site can then make a decision about whether or not it infringes their terms of use. Essentially, it's completely at the discretion of the organisation, and if that social media site decides to leave it up, essentially there's, at the moment, very little that anyone can do.
So if there's little they can do now, what's the government currently considering? Are they trying to do something about it?
Well, in January, it released a discussion paper titled Enhancing Online Safety for Children, and it puts forward a number of proposals, and it's currently inviting submissions, which until I think the 7th of March. Essentially, what this discussion paper is proposing is the creation of something called the Children's E-Safety Commissioner, and that person would have the power to rapidly take down any social media posts if the commissioner decides that the content is, I think the test is, likely to cause harm to a child. Now, children and parents could still approach the social media site first, but if they received no joy, they could then contact the commissioner, who would have the power to say, guys, pull it.
But that's a, if you think about it, that could be a mission impossible. There could be thousands and thousands of these kind of posts.
Well,
how would they keep on top of that?
That's right. And the definition of harm, harm.
That's right. You have to make those judgments and then move on it. And then by then, who knows what else is happening?
It's designed as a sort of a fallback mechanism. So you'd still have the existing social media sites operating their systems, but you can go back to this office if you have no joy.
How have these proposals been received?
Well, many organisations and healthcare professionals who work in the sort of the mental health space for children welcome these proposals. Lawyers the Youth and Children's and Youth Legal Service in Sydney welcomes them. I spoke to a Tasmanian lady, Cassie Whitehill. Her sister Chloe ended her own life last year after both physical and online bullying, and Cassie certainly thinks that this would be a way forward. But the digital industry is very opposed to these moves.
Why?
Well, it says that why create a one-size-fits-all regime? It's counterproductive. They already have teams of people working 24/7 on these sorts of issues. And it seems at odds with the government's stated strategy to reduce regulation and to streamline government agencies. In other words, work with industry, don't impose another layer of regulation on an industry.
All right, Damien, thank you very much.
Good talking.
Damien Carrick. You can hear more from Damien about cyberbullying and the best policy responses to it as we try and work them out in this country on the Law Report this afternoon on RN at 5:30.